USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
If the holiday weekend was any indication, we're in for a rough summer for air travel with staff shortages and severe weather. Summer travel plans pushing up against the limits of the airline's capabilities to recover from the two-year pandemic. Passengers should be prepared for fewer choices, higher prices, and more delays. Russian troops on Wednesday continued their assault of a factory city targeted in their push to grab a chunk of eastern Ukraine, while President Biden changed his mind and said that he will supply advanced rockets to Kyiv to help it force Moscow to the negotiation table. The long-range rockets have the potential to strike Russian cities. Denmark's largest energy company said Russia cut off its gas supply Wednesday because it refused to pay in rubles. The latest escalation over European energy amid the war in Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
British Columbia in Canada will decriminalize small amounts of drugs for personal use, the government announced, in a first-of-its-kind measure in Canada that aims to tackle the opioid crisis. In a statement on Tuesday, the BC government said the province has been granted a 3-year exemption to Canada's federal drug control statutes. Although the Senate and House are not in session this week, it's always campaign season.
The Senate and House are not in session this week, but that's not stopping Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, from addressing supporters in Maysville, Kentucky. McConnell touting the bipartisan infrastructure bill as an example of lawmakers working together on legislation.
I felt that the infrastructure package, which we've been trying to pass through several different presidencies and coming up short, a major infrastructure package was good for the country.
The bill helps rebuild the nation's roads and bridges. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
For 60 years, Ted Sams regretted missing his high school graduation. Now 78 years old, Sams can finally call himself a graduate after receiving his diploma Friday with the class of 2022 at Southern California's San Gabriel High School. Back in 1962, when he was a high school senior, Sams got in trouble and was suspended for 5 days before the end of the school year. He said he missed a crucial final exam and had to make it up over the summer. After making it up, the school continued to decline his diploma because he still owed about $5 for a book. This day in history. Flash, June 1st, 1779. Benedict Arnold is court-martialed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Arnold was charged with 13 counts of misbehavior. It's believed this action led to Arnold's more treasonous actions later in life. Flash, 1926. Marilyn Monroe was born in Los Angeles, California. Flash, 1967. The Beatles released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Writing in the Times of London, the critic Kenneth Tynan called the release of Sgt. Pepper a decisive moment in the history of Western civilization.
When Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, we hope you will enjoy the show.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.